Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Monday. It is 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy Big Dick Toledo, ready to go for another glorious week, a summer week here in Arizona. We're
getting close to having Apache Junction on fire and stuff. It's kind of interesting to see smoke that close over there in the Superstitions, but there they are. And it is now a world without Porkopolis and Chandler. It is we blew it out Friday. It was fun to watch Brady.
Plastered. Little party.
Plastered.
Dancing.
Forcing shots down his gullet. And then at the end of the night, just kind of looking back and seeing the work we'd all created over time as Brady danced vigorously with teen girls. I don't know if they were legal to even drink. That was great. It was a great way to shut down Porkopolis. It was the Hacienda of restaurants.
The Island Brothers turned it up.
That is the scariest group of karaoke guys I've ever seen. Who comes in and sings like country love ballads with the white contact lenses? I mean, a guy looked like a demon, and he's singing, "This is God's country." I'm like, what in the world?
I thought those lenses kind of went out of fashion, like early 2000s.
I'm not so sure those were lenses. I think he just may be demonic.
His eyes are real.
He's from the islands.
Because he has no. That's a trait that they often have.
Yeah.
Just milk white eyes.
From Dr. Moreau.
But it was a strange, I thought he sang like an angel, but I thought he was a woman until I saw him come by the table. I'm like, that's a man. That's a demon man. And he's singing the hell out of a Patsy Cline song. What's going on in here? And then Brady's doing shots and dancing with teen girls and getting people pregnant. It was great. Closed it up late. Did you feel all right? Jeremy told me you took an IV on Saturday morning.
I did. The IV ride is the name of the place. And the guy goes, I'll be there at 5:30.
How did you know about it?
From my buddy Mike West at Barbecue Island.
Oh, okay. So he was going to load you up on an IV. Did you feel all right in the morning?
I did.
Did you?
Surprisingly, I wasn't hungover or anything.
See,
not so bad.
Off?
It was fun, wasn't it?
Getting
drunk and dancing with teenagers. It was awesome. Dry humping hot drunk teens. I thought it was great. Jeremy, you missed it. Eric, you missed it. You missed the dry humping of the hot
teens. I went
teens.
On a walkabout.
Yeah, Eric just disappeared. He's got the
there
single.
There young ladies and a couple of older ladies.
Yeah, there were
a couple of older ladies. Yeah. I brought some boobs to the party. I talked some people into taking tops down. It was pretty great.
Wait, tops came off?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I missed that.
Yeah, Golf Sasquatch came rolling across the table, and I'm like, you got to get those out and go rub them on Brady. This is last night.
Well, the
and then there was another one.
The shocker, the best reaction was on the Island Brother. When he was singing a ballad.
Yeah.
And we sent her out there.
Got her out there to
And he missed
up.
A verse or two.
Well, it was not expected at the family fair of Porkopolis, but neither was all the statutory rape, I think, that went on. It was fantastic. I'm not sure how old those girls were, but Eric's babysitter, the worst drunken babysitter ever, and he's terrible at
watching. Told him, I was like, I got to go. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
He goes, well, let me finish this beer. And I'm like, screw you.
You were gone. Doug Infantante, who was charged with the mission of watching Eric at U-Fest.
I don't understand why
he came in.
Everywhere we go, he's not charged with watching.
He came in Friday and said, "I'm the babysitter." No, I'm like, okay.
He said, "I messed up. Let Eric go
on U-Fest."
On my watch,
he came and apologized to the table.
And that's why he's been overly nice to me the last 2 weeks. He texts me constantly like a teen girl.
You keep bringing him with.
My wife don't want to go anywhere.
Doug doesn't want to be with you, evidently. His babysitting skills are horrible.
I don't need a babysitter.
Well, I'm just saying.
There's Uber.
He says that.
And there's my feet. I'm actually...
Yeah, you
that's the
it.
One sad thing about Porkopolis closing down. I'd live, like, right around the corner.
Yeah, you can be close to it.
I walked home. Front.
Well, yeah. But Doug thought, I got my eye on him. I'm going to make sure. I'm like, all right, go ahead. I said, I don't care because...
He needs a babysitter.
Yeah, you're the worst. Well, he babysat at the end
he
of the night.
He was looking for one.
Yeah, well, he was looking for a baby to sit because he found those teen girls. And he wouldn't leave them alone. I was getting pictures from like, I'm still here. I'm like, good Lord, man. There's a curfew for those girls, I think,
at
10 o'clock.
He's one of those older guys that thinks he's still in his 20s.
Oh, boy, does he.
Yeah, but he's got that gray beard.
Against those girls,
he's got the gray beard. He's still got his earrings in and his,
It's appropriate. His last name is like almost Italian for baby because Infantante, terrible job. Eric disappeared. I don't know where he went. And then he went out looking for you.
I love ghosting him.
Oh, it's the Irish goodbye. He went out looking for you. He comes back with like his arms all flared out looking. I'm like, what's going on? Eric's gone. I don't know what happened. I'm like, it's because you're an idiot and you lose him every time you're together. And I think he doesn't want to hang out with you. Well, I don't know what to do. Will you help? I'm like, absolutely not. You're grown men. You're grown men outside, and it is not my job. Well, he's out in the parking lot or something. And I'm like, well, we'll find out tomorrow morning on the news when it says the local man run over by car or nothing.
It was pretty simple. Eric got home okay. Eric busted out a sweet tune on karaoke,
yeah.
Dropped the mic.
Yeah, got out of there.
Well, kind of. He sat down with his eyes closed at the table for about 30 minutes. And then
I realized, yeah, time to go.
He got a nap.
I missed nappy time.
He caught a little nap at the table, and then he was gone. And I was like, Eric left.
When you ride with somebody, you give him one. I give him one shot. I'm like, dude, I'm ready to roll if you are. Let me finish my beer. Let me finish my beers like at least 2 hours longer. So right. I'm like, screw that.
It was good fun, and Brady was drunk, but he danced it off, which was even better.
Yeah,
I looked over at one point, and there were those teen girls were doing some sort of jumping up and down dance, and it was very, very energetic.
Where
it was
did like they
the
come
it
from?
Was the cheer jump.
It was a very, and guess who was doing it?
Me.
Yeah,
I know the cheer jump.
you were all on board their dance, and then one bounced.
Because every song was my favorite song.
Oh, they loved them all. Well, they bounced across the floor of the restaurant, like 25 feet. The one girl just go boing, boing, and then the next one, boing, boing. And then there was a little tiny thumb-shaped man that boing, boing down the thing. And I'm like, oh, my dear God, he's one of the teen girls. He's in.
You're Tigger?
He tiggered with them, all right. It was great.
I see him got a runway going at 1:22.
Charlie Brown. Who used to dance? It's kind of like that.
No, Peppermint you were Patty, doing some maybe. Jumping. There was a lot of laughter. There was a lot of laughter.
Yeah, I was enjoying it.
As you were, and then getting you those shots and putting them in your mouth. And I watched Brady try it like everybody else, like, woo! And then Brady just poured his out and acted like he drank it. I'm like, nope, you didn't do that. And we made him finish off one that was half, I think that was tequila.
Four shots and a beer.
Your face was not enjoying the smell or taste of tequila at all. Oh, it was great.
Once I saw three go in, I was like, wow, he's actually playing.
Those
were
the girl, I think we were at a fireball at first. Probably. And I was like, he's not going to get.
First one was the fireball.
Yeah, but you felt a little
and
bit.
And there's some moonshine.
You were showing a little squinty eyes and having the time of your life. And now, hopefully, aside from taking it the levels Eric takes it, you can be an alcoholic with limits, which is because you're kind of a fun drunk. I worry that you're going to go to jail for statutory rape, but you very possibly could be a fun drunk.
I think and Doug.
The wheels are out.
Who were the teen girls?
Two of the girls worked for us at Porkopolis.
Yeah. They were like 22 probably.
Yep. Yeah. 21, 22.
Yeah. And they were filled with energy.
And they brought a couple of their friends.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there were four or five of them, and then there was a bunch of 45 to 60-year-old men that
just
thought it was time to combo.
Barry Gibb also was there, I believe so.
Who?
Barry Gibb.
Yeah, there was a guy that looked a little like Barry Gibb, and the guy who runs George and Dragon had a baby. He was standing quiet. He sat quietly and stared at the teen girls dancing, too. You couldn't help it. After a while, it's like, man, this is not something I'm normally part of anymore, you know? Being 46 years old and seeing a bunch of 21-year-olds lose their minds. And it was almost, you know what it's, I feel like Liam Neeson should have come in and taken one of those girls out of there. It did feel a little bit, it felt like it was a chic and like there's a sex
Megan
trade going on.
Megan was getting her dance on too.
Oh yeah, she was trying to dance with you.
Yeah,
and then turning,
we worked it a couple of
And then you
times.
Laughed, and then if you noticed, every time she'd get y'all, there was a shot right after. So she's losing.
Oh, I knew.
She got a runway going with Brady on the runway. That was pretty funny.
That was pretty good stuff.
Yeah, she was.
She was facilitating
a good
the
influence.
Fun. Oh, yeah.
Did you ever get up from that table, Toledo? You stayed.
Yeah. You planted. Yeah. I didn't see you stand up either. I don't either.
You and Lisa just sat there the whole night.
Yeah, I don't think you moved.
No, I got up to film. I got up to do a shot.
I didn't see any of that. Every time I saw you.
Talk about the party animal.
Yeah, oh, no, you were losing it. Definitely losing it. It was a good one.
Tell you what, doll, bring over another cheeseburger.
Yeah. I went Saturday morning because we had to do the tactical black thing. I went Saturday morning to Hacienda to get an IV, and I feel funny. I don't think that was IV. I think it was Kool-Aid. I think they just shot me full of Kool-Aid.
Did it take like 4 hours?
It was 4 hours. I was raped vigorously.
It was chunky. It was a chunky liquid.
Yeah, and there was like a weird gravy kind of texture, and a guy was eating while he did it. And can you believe that? Hacienda, the place that got the incapacitated girl, 20 years she'd been in that coma pretty much, semi-coma. It wasn't a coma. They knocked her up. And if you recall, I'm like, how is this not shutting down? We have to shut this down. We screamed and yelled to shut this down here from this little pulpit. And they're like, shut down. Where will we put all the other people we haven't raped yet? And I'm like, well, somewhere else. I think somewhere else is the option. Anywhere but there is a good thought. You know, the families wouldn't take them back in the home for another 3 weeks just to say, Let's find something better. No. So some people kept their family there, and you're like, well, now they're going to mind their own.
Because
they're
they
mind
were assured,
own.
Probably.
Sure. Well, you know, weren't they the first time assured no rapes?
Well,
the other day they found a guy, well, I guess it was a while ago, now it's coming out, that his bandages, when removed, his wounds were filled with maggots. Same place.
I thought I saw that on a Rambo one time. You're supposed to like.
Well, they used to do
the
that.
Maggot therapy.
Yeah, to clean infected wounds, you would leach
they
or
eat
maggot.
Away the dead leave flesh. Them
there, right, but that's intentional. Yeah. Unintentional maggots.
Are you sure this?
Yeah, you leave them too long, they turn into flies.
Yeah, they don't.
So you're
do that
arguing
anymore,
for the medicinal.
You know, see, now there is.
I'm just saying, I saw
there
it in a
that
movie
okay
one time.
Sure.
So
I'm with you, but
it's a very
given
real
their history,
medieval kind of thing. Maybe they're just preparing for that castle Brady's so excited
and
about.
And I don't think you. I don't think you put the maggots on and then wrap them up.
Well, no, you leave them out, and there's the open.
Yeah,
well, it's usually for
off
wide open wounds that have festered for a while, and then they eat the dead skin, and then they try to clean them out. It didn't say anywhere on the chart maggot treatment in, you know, like in, it's in progress right now. So please don't remove the maggots. It just was, and plus it's a healthcare facility. They're really not doing a lot of medical.
Maybe they're old school, man.
Yeah, well, they are old school. Too. They certainly are old school.
The guy that was taking care of him was too busy making babies.
Yeah. I got kids to raise. I can't watch all these sick people. I just got a baby. You think a mama's getting out of bed to help out? No, lazy bitch is still in there. She ain't lifted a finger for this child. Yeah, Hacienda is still a thing. And I think I've come to the conclusion that the people there have meetings every Friday and go, what the do we have to do to get this place closed down? I don't want to work
here
anymore.
Will it close now? Did they announce anything?
I don't know.
Let's go back to everyone else. I assure you, this
right,
will
look,
not.
It didn't happen to your family, so I don't know what you're so uppity about.
Their license being taken away.
Only one person should be mad here. Well, two since the rape. But still, I mean, your mother is ugly and has no open wounds. We're not going to rape her, and she'll be fine with it. Don't worry about the maggots.
That's the message. Your mother is ugly.
They told me my mother was ugly, and she's unrapeable. How dare you? Well, I thought that was a good thing. What do we have to do? I think they're trying to close down. It's the worst facility in the history of medicine. I would rather go to India. They're all doctors. I would rather go to, like, Haiti. I would.
Yeah. I'd rather roll the dice.
Yeah, like if I'm in a Mexican hospital, I'd be like, it's better than Hacienda. It's horrible over there. And who in the hell keeps their family in there unless it's like the aunt you've always wanted to kill but didn't want to go to jail over? They'll take care of the abuse of the awful relative if you're interested. They'll abuse them for you. Just don't tell on them. That's basically it. And these
maybe
damn inspectors.
Maybe they drop their rates so much. Like, wow, with this kind of deal.
Since the rape, I guess we have to do a Groupon or something. And now the maggots. Great. 75% off. We'll never keep the doors open. Who is working there from the rape before? And don't you just clean house? It was just, it's just.
Not many.
An insane story that came out of nowhere. So if you have a family member in Hacienda, I do not want to see you on the news in 3 months going, I can't believe ... Yes, you can believe. They're capable of anything. They've raped and impregnated somebody who can't get up. And now a guy is in there get a little cut on his eye. I'll clean him later. Did you get him? I haven't gotten him since Tuesday. What's the worst that can happen? Do we have a bug guy? Nah, we canceled that. Can't afford it since the rape lawsuit. So we're doing our own spraying. Maggots.
Hey, could you help me out here? My son hasn't visited since February.
And I think something's crawling on me. Oh, he's losing his mind. Nothing's crawling on you.
Next room over, there's a beehive on his calf.
Yeah, like I don't like going in his room because of that pack of coyotes that have taken up in the corner. It's uncomfortable, so I just don't go in there anymore. I'm in a room of coyotes. Yeah, that'll happen when you just don't pay attention to anyone for any extended period of time. It's been an odd weekend. But, Brady, I'm proud of you. And the porky pie is all done in Chandler. You can still get your pork on up in Scottsdale if you're interested. But it was a good closeout, a good blowout.
It was.
You should have closed that place months ago. Look at the business you did.
I know. Business was booming.
Do like a furniture store, and every couple months just change the name and then have a blowout closing sale.
We're open again.
It's the people don't know that about furniture stores. That's the design. That's why they always say going out of business. It's the same owner. All the dude does is just blow stuff out.
He gets a cut rate on rent.
They end up having 5 years worth of inventory.
And then they move to another place and have another name and start. And you ever notice that sometimes they'll just start like, it's Furniture Circus.
we're going out of business. I'm like, I drove by there two weeks ago. That place didn't even exist. How are they going out of business already? Put the sign up, go out of business, cut rate everything, sell, go. It's like spirit stores or Halloween stores.
Yeah, if you promise to get drunk every time, we'll show up every couple months.
Oh, man, we need to close Scottsdale then. Hey, let us all pray that Brady's other store starts taking a huge...
We'll have an alcohol liquidation sale.
Yeah, we have to. Bring your teens. Bring your family. Teens. Yeah, there was nothing better than watching... It wore me
all
out.
All generations represented.
Watching those 21-year-old girls dancing. Like, my God. The energy on them, and Brady's right there with them.
Woohoo!
Like, this is great. You really turned it up a notch. And I liked also that your wife worked really, really, really hard
that
night.
She was in the zone.
And then you did it, and then she left, and then you turned it on with the kids. It was a good mix of everything. Kirby was there. Kirby booger-handed fries again. I have to talk to you about your daughter. Two plates showed up. She didn't like the amount of fries she had, and I watched her. She did the side eye one way and the side eye of the other to see if anyone was looking. Reached over, grabbed a handful of fries off the other plate, and put it on hers. And I'm like, I saw that. She goes, you didn't see anything. I said, I saw you booger hand that plate. I don't have booger hands. I'm like, anytime you reach onto someone else's plate and steal food, you've booger handed their plate. I only took three. Did you or did you not booger hand that pile of fries? Shut up. Whose plate is that? Well, I think they're mine. Like, both of those plates are yours, Kirby? No, not true. And then she just got grouchy.
Well, she was telling the story when you...
I piled down a whole slider. I dared her for a one time.
She was impressed by that.
It's pretty good. See who can shove an entire burger in their mouth and eat it. And I did it. She was thinking about it.
How much she owe you?
She owed me my fries back. She wouldn't pay. She's cheap. She didn't even offer for the drinks, but I got her blasted too. She had to go home. She faded hard. She pretty much herself by 11 o'clock. She was done. Let's get a wake-up song. Maybe a goodbye for Porkopolis. A good one for you guys to start your week. 585-9800, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.